Hello and welcome to
the Horror Movie Gang Podcast.
It's you every week.
It's not me.
It is.
Oh, blame the woman.
I am so in sync with myself, at least.
So we are back after a little break.
We are back. Yeah. I apologise to everyone. I had a poorly doggy.
That's okay.
A little bit stressed with it. And life got in the way and everything. You know what it's like.
Yeah, it's not been a great couple of years, has it?
So literally this week, everybody at my workplace is off with COVID. So, and somehow I've managed to be COVID free.
Yeah. Is there a part of you? I know this is such an awful thing to say.
Go on.
Just wishes that you get it.
I just want it out of the way now. I mean, I could take a week off to watch horror films. That would be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of just want it now to know what it feels like, because everyone keeps banging on about, oh, I feel this. And yeah, everyone feels different.
I have had it.
Yeah.
And it's not fun.
No, to be honest, I'm probably better off working. Because the government aren't paying us any money to be off with COVID anymore. So what's the point? Yay. What's the point?
But at least it's a lovely day. It's lovely sunshine.
It is. Do you know what I did this morning? I washed my car in the sun.
You're such an adult. You've changed.
Literally first time I've fucking done it since I've had my car.
It's nice to see the sun, though. It takes away the threat of impending war and...
Oh, don't start about wars.
The fuel prices.
I should have been building a bunker in my back garden, really, shouldn't I?
I know, exactly. Christ. Anyway, enough of all that serious shit.
Yeah.
Let's talk horror! So, we had a great week for our last episode. My God, we got to number 4, which is our highest ever.
I'm not surprised, because I think it's something that's affected a lot of people, and it still affects people now thinking about it. So,
yeah, I think it was you that chose it, wasn't it? It was the right episode to choose. I've already told you about our age bracket. I get all the stats come through, and they're all like 35 to 44. Which
a good age
is the age where everyone saw Ghost Watching.
Absolutely, yeah, and I loved watching it again, and
so. We just need to thank everyone for that. It's just, look, I know I keep saying it, but it's still a surprise to me.
It's mental, mate.
it should be a case now where I'm over and go, oh yeah, we got so many listeners.
It's quite humbling. People actually tune into us, but there's a lot of people out there who probably just want, you know, people wants to talk about horror and listen about horror. And if they've got another half like I have who don't fucking like horror, it's not little avenue, isn't it?
I mean, you're all crazy because we just talk shit. Like,
we are so unprofessional, it's ridiculous.
I mean, I'm going to take a picture later of what I wrote down for me notes. This is how professional we are.
I'll tell you what, I will send you a picture of my notes.
Yeah.
And you can tweet them if you want, so people can realise how unprepared and lastminute.com I am.
And how strange you all are for listening.
Yeah.
I'm going to prove it now. Because I've got a piece of paper. It's completely ripped in half. It's screwed up. It's not even English, I don't think.
No.
But I'll try my best to try and get through it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll send you a photo of mine later. Feel free to tweet so people can have a laugh, because it is ridiculous.
You need to know how shit we are.
Yeah, absolutely.
And how stupid you all are for listening. Anyway, I put out a post in the week asking, have you got any questions?
Oh, God. Okay.
I feel we've reached that point now in our Twitter career where we can do a few little questions from people that listen.
I'm up for some questions. I might not have the answers, but...
It is funny. I was talking to you in the week. So people have asked about our opinions on films, right? I reckon they've looked into our personal life and just picked films that we've never seen. And I've seen loads of horror films. but they've just gone for ones that.
But the way I'm gonna look, the way I'm gonna look at this, Andrew, is we're not professionals. I've never said I'm a professional horror fan. I'm just a horror fan. And the nice thing about doing this podcast is the fact that you might pick a film that I've never seen before. So you get that kind of first-hand experience of it. And I think that what makes it work. That's how I'm justifying it to myself anyway.
Yeah, definitely. So if you guys have picked these films on these questions, we can, in future episodes, perhaps even have a listen.
Yeah, I'm up for that.
Yeah. So, Sledgehammer Horror, which is a podcast, another podcast.
Hey, guys, big love to them.
Hello there.
I think I follow them, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
Yeah, they're great guys. They always like our tweets and retweet. Which is a big, big help.
It's like our little podcast family, isn't it? I'm sending them definitely. A virtual hug.
There you go.
Yeah.
What's our thoughts on Psycho 2?
Oh, fuck. Okay. Can't remember this.
Would you like me to go?
Go on.
I do know a bit about this one.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's one of the greatest sequels of all time. Mm-hmm. I think I've spoke about it on the podcast before, haven't I?
You have, actually. And it is we did a film do that... a Psycho review, didn't we? And we spoke about it on that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Psycho was in the 60s. Was it early 60s?
Yes,
you have to remind me.
Oh, I can't remember, mate.
So the sequel was about 84, 85.
Yeah.
So he's a much older man now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's such a good actor. As you can tell in the original film.
Oh, he's so good.
But in this one, he's much more like... He's out of prison now.
Yeah.
Basically in this one. And he's trying to prove to himself and others that he's normal.
Okay.
But there's little hints where his mum starts talking to him again.
Nice.
There's a great bit where he's working in a cafe and his mum puts an order on a form and he reads it out and you could just see the colour drain from his face. That his mum's back and yeah, it is worth a watch.
So this is, and I kind of regret not doing it now because I remember when we did the Psycho podcast, I was like, oh, I've got to watch Psycho 2. It's going on my watch list. Still haven't got round to watching it. I know I've seen it, but it was years and years ago and time has erased it from my memory.
Yeah.
But I kind of regret now somebody's asked that question, not actually pulling my finger out my arse and watching it.
There's time, yeah. There's time. Don't worry about that.
I'll get round to it.
So, Amar Halley, which is a friend of the podcast, he did an episode with me once.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on Silver Bullet?
Oh, fucking hell.
Is it an underrated classic or a forgotten 80s dub?
Isn't that the werewolf one?
It's a Stephen King. It's a werewolf.
Yeah,
film.
Stephen King one, isn't it? I know of the film.
Yes, I've seen it a long, long time ago.
And I think I may have watched it.
Yeah.
But it's very foggy in my aged brain.
And mine too. But I remember
I am
it was,
42. It's gone, yeah.
I think from what I remember, it's a typical 80s Stephen King film, you know, where it's really, really badly acted.
Yeah, but that sounds good, doesn't it?
Exactly, yeah. I was saying this to Amar. So if a film like that comes out, if you watch a film from the 80s now, you just look at it and you kind of cringe a bit, but it works.
It does, though. What was the film we said this about a film recently. I think it was the cop one where with
Maniac
Bruce
Cop.
Campbell in. Yeah. Now, normally, I'd go, what the fuck is this, trash? But it works, but in a bad way. And I know that sounds weird.
It's kind of like an 80s thing now, isn't it?
It's acceptable.
If it was out now, like an Amazon Prime film, and it was acted as poorly as that, it'd get laughed at, wouldn't it?
Oh, God, yeah, absolutely. Laughed out the park.
Yeah.
But we 80, love it.
80s, man. Can't beat it.
You can't beat a bit of 80s trash.
Paul Shaw asked. Now, Paul is a friend of mine. He's a writer, really talented writer. Check out his stuff.
Oh,
all his books are on Amazon.
Will do.
He did a book called The Ticket Inspectors, which is slight horror. Fantastic.
Oh, he does horror?
Check that out. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'll check him guy. Out. I do like good a guy. Read. Now, well, when I find the time.
So he asked, now I've been talking to you about this all morning. Any thoughts on Fresh?
Now, you put me in panic mode because I was like, right, okay, I haven't fucking seen any of these and I haven't seen Fresh, but it is quite a new one.
Fresh is new. Fresh is fresh.
Fresh is fresh. So I don't feel too bad about not watching this yet. However, I watched the trailer.
Yeah.
So I dipped my toe in the pool of Fresh and got a little feel for it. But it threw me because it's Disney.
Well, this is what the big controversy is. It's on the app, you know, the streaming service on the Walt Disney app, and like people are going mad because on the same app you can watch Snow White, and Pinocchio, and then you can watch this.
I don't get it.
Which is about, from what I gather from the trailer, it's about a young girl who's single. She's looking for a boyfriend. She goes on an app looking for men.
Yeah.
And she comes across this. It seems normal.
Yeah, they all seem normal, honestly.
Yeah, but this is a bit to the extreme. And then he confesses that he's a cannibal.
Oh, okay. Nice. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I do have to admit, I watched the trailer and I am intrigued by it, and it has gone quite high up on my list to watch. I do need to watch it. I mean, who doesn't love a good kind of psycho stalker cannibal film?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
From what I've heard in the first half an hour, it's quite light.
Okay, yeah. Even the first half of the trailer, I was like, this looks like a rom-com.
Yeah.
And I hate romantic bullshit. I ain't got time for that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So we might check that one out in the future.
Yeah, I think we should.
I mean, this next question here from is, it's spelled ASIA Central. So it's not quite Asia. I don't know what it is.
Right.
It could be Asia. I don't know. What's your thoughts on Silent Night, Deadly Night 2? Now, I must admit, I've got nothing to say here.
Now.
I can't even blag it.
I haven't watched it. Oh, God. What the fuck are we doing with our lives?
Hard porrocasters.
Yeah. Should we just change tact and do rom-coms or something?
Let's do a multiple.
I know of the film. I think the reason I know of the film, there's a lot of signed merch out there and things, and it's got quite a cult following.
There's a poster, isn't there, where it's like like an alien or a monster type figure, and he's holding his index finger up to his lips.
Is it Christmassy, isn't it?
It sounds Christmassy, doesn't it?
I'm sure it's got like an evil Santa in it. I might be wrong. I tell you what, if it is Christmassy, I'll make a little patch now that I will pick it as a Christmas film in December.
Yeah. Well, there you go. There you go.
Yeah, I'll do that. And apologise to that lovely person.
I'm sorry
about
that. I
watched it, but we will.
Thanks for your question.
Yeah.
And finally, Mark asked, Alien Resurrection. It's a shame, isn't it?
Alien Resurrection?
So this was the one in 97, was it?
Yeah.
The Return of Sigourney Weaver?
Yeah, I loved it. Now,
really?
Mate, right.
From what I remember, it was really camp and just not like Alien.
I just love the whole franchise. I am a massive Aliens fan. When I was a little girl, obviously I went to my auntie's and watched Nightmare on Elm Street and shit like that. But when I was at home with my dad, it was Aliens.
Right.
Constantly, Aliens. What are we going to watch today? Aliens, Sigourney Weaver, get away from her, you bitch. So I don't care. I honestly love them all. I absolutely love them all. I've got a one of the face huggers on my wall, actually.
Yeah,
I've got quite a lot of Alien merch. So, I love it.
So you're a fan?
Bring it on. Sigourney Weaver is a legend. Massive fan, yes.
Yeah, I'm not going to agree with you there.
Well, you're wrong,
it's a bad film. Bad, bad film.
I liked it. You're wrong. It's fine.
Do you like Alien 3?
Yeah, love them all.
Oh, dear. How many are there now?
Oh, Christ. There's quite a few. One, two,
it was one
three,
a couple of years ago,
four,
wasn't there?
Five, six. I don't want to say on top of my head how many
No.
You put me on the spot now.
I don't think it's the last one, though, is it? That Alien Resurrection.
No. I'm sure there's another weird one with a weird name, and I can't remember it off the top of my head. I'm more of a kind of Alien, Aliens, Alien 3 girl.
Yes.
I like the original kind of those things. But I think the Alien character is stunning. I've got quite a lot of the NECA figures and stuff of them, and they look great.
Yeah, I've not got a lot of Alien stuff.
You need to buy some, don't you?
Please don't pick it as a film, because then I will end up buying it.
I am going to pick it one day. I warn you now.
Oh, right. Lovely. Thanks for those questions.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Really good.
Brilliant.
I'm sorry we're not experts, but we don't claim to be.
Never claim to be.
Ask us about Nightmare on Elm Street. Ask us about Chucky.
Oh, God, yeah.
I'm
all over that.
Yeah, definitely. Right. Should we move on to our first film?
Oh, let's do it.
Okay, so this... It's the Foo Fighters film.
Yeah.
Studio 666.
Fighters, you gotta get me a record.
It's our 10th album. We're gonna break the mold on this one.
Let's go somewhere we've never been.
This place is amazing.
Do you guys get this overwhelming sense of death? Whoa. Doesn't really seem like the right fit. Whoa, it's rad. That was weird. The sound of this house is the sound of album 10.
Okay, so it's about the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, so first off, Foo Fighters, are you a fan?
Absolutely. I've seen them live. Okay. Oh, I like Dave Grohl as a person.
You actually are a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in the film, they move into a haunted mansion to record their 10th album.
Yes.
Once that poor Dave Grohl, he finds himself grappling with supernatural forces.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you a fan of the Foo Fighters?
No.
Oh.
Right. No, well, look, I know they're a good band. I completely give them credit for that. When I was younger, I was very into Nirvana.
Yes.
So I know of him. I literally know. What's that song? I got another confession to make. That one?
Yeah.
Only one I know.
Okay. Oh, dear.
So I...
Are you a fan now after watching this?
No.
Oh dear.
No, to give them credit, like I know they are a good rock band and that. I've probably got that one song on my Spotify playlist that I listen to at work and that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
But no, give them all credit, they are a good band.
I just thought it was it's one of those films, look. This is not going to be a classic. I'm not going to give it 10 out of 10.
No, it's not going to be a classic.
But yeah, I found myself, I just completely turned off from what I was doing and all the troubles in the world. It's.
I do get that. I watched it this morning and it's very easy viewing. It's not a dark, grisly horror. It's very light and comedic as well, isn't it?
Yes.
And I was in the right frame of mind to watch it at that point.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. I like Dave the band Grohl, itself. So I always see. Yeah, he is lovely. He's a nice man. So I just see the Foo Fighters as only Dave Grohl. I think I've changed my opinion now after watching this. There's some characters in there, isn't there?
I was watching it. I was like, yeah, I don't know who any of the others are, no. but I recognise you.
So there's the older gentleman with the grey hair.
Is he in the band?
He's in the band.
He doesn't look like he should be in the band.
He looks.
He looks like he should.
The kind of supporting him.
Yeah, he looks like he's. I don't know, the manager's brother that goes along.
Yeah,
and,
he's very tame and timid, isn't he?
Yeah, all the rest have got like long hair, and they're all like gnarly dude, and they're all like rock stars. And then he looks like he should be at home making tea for his wife.
But I quite liked him, to be honest.
I liked him, to be fair. He was funny. And the other dude with the long hair,
who
was chatting up the neighbour, he was good.
I wrote that down, actually, yeah. I think his name is Rami Jeffries.
That's it. I liked him in it as well. I said liked his character. You can tell they're kind of being themselves in it a little bit as well.
But I felt he was even better than Dave Grohl, actually. I thought he was a stronger actor.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, look, acting's not their forte. They are singers. And you can kind of tell, but it is still watchable.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the book you just mentioned, How He Died. Wow.
Oh, my God.
So he's in a bedroom with a lady.
Yeah, getting jiggy.
And basically gets chopped in half and it's quite gory, isn't it?
Yeah, they both do, don't they? In like true of like, I like that. In a nun kind of like weird way.
I liked it because it's an 18. Now, horror films that are 18 now are so, so rare.
Yeah.
Because I think people just want to sell tickets, don't they? And
yeah, completely.
Obviously, if you're 18, it's only for a short market.
Sure.
But it was gory.
It was.
It felt like an 80s horror film.
It delivered. Now, I remember months ago, I used this film as one of my news articles and said to you, the Foo Fighters are going to bring this out as a film, blah, blah, blah. And they have promised blood and gore and all that. And they did. They delivered it. It was an absolute bloodfest in places. And I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it. Mm. It could have been better. I don't think the script was very, very good.
I felt right. My one downfall with this film, I did think it was a little bit self-indulgent on their part. Maybe. I mean, you know.
I think it was really tongue-in-cheek. But
yeah.
I wanted a bit more humor. I wanted it to be a bit more, you know, like the same humor as Anchorman and The Office.
It
didn't make me laugh as much as them.
No, not at all.
It would have worked perfectly with that kind of humor.
Yeah, they should have like cranked up the humor, shouldn't they? Because it was there.
Yeah.
So it had the capability of it. But yeah, they should have definitely cranked that up.
I also felt it was on for an hour and 45 minutes.
That was long, wasn't it?
They could have knocked half an hour off that, to be honest.
To be fair, yeah. I was like that because I was like, we've got a podcast later. Right, how long is this film? And I was like, ah, shit, man, it's an hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah. Which is unusual for a light horror film, isn't it?
Yeah.
You expect 80 minutes to 90. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It ticked boxes, but it could have been better.
I've got a question. How old is Dave Grohl now? He must be getting on.
I think he's in his early 50s.
By God, he looks good, though.
Is he 52? He could be 52.
I will be Googling it after this, like crazy. Yeah, he still looks great.
Does, doesn't he? He does. Yeah. And he's a rock star that isn't into the drugs lifestyle, and he's a clean rock star. Yeah, I think he's kind of got... I mean, he's a drinker.
He has, and he... He's got a reputation, though, for being just a nice guy, hasn't he?
Yes. What did you think of the cameo from Lionel Richie?
That was so bizarre. That's my song.
It's the way he swore as well. You don't expect that from Lionel Richie.
You know, Lionel Richie should not swear. That's just wrong. No, I do. Sometimes, I mean, it's hard when you get these little cameos. I always remember when Ed Sheeran tipped up in, what was it?
It was in Game of Thrones. Yeah, he was
and it
in the
fucking ruined it. There was no need for it. They did it just because they wanted to get somebody involved. But this, I felt this kind of worked. It was okay. Yeah, well, I didn't mind it.
It's a comedy, isn't it? You can accept it.
Exactly. Yeah.
But yeah, I enjoyed it. Yeah. I didn't hate it. It's a new film. Normally at this point, we're actually quite aggressive and say, oh, shite it is.
I know.
I'm not doing that today.
No, I mean, I'm not. I did enjoy it. It was lighthearted. I did think it was a little bit self-indulgent and maybe more tailored towards Foo Fighter fans.
Yeah.
But you can still watch it and enjoy it.
Yeah, I think so.
Will I watch it again? No, probably not.
No, I don't think I will, but...
But please, I watched it.
Try and shed half an hour off it, though.
Yeah, just take half an hour of the crap out. It's fine.
Yeah, I think I would have enjoyed it more because it was going on towards the end, wasn't it?
Yeah, but big tick for the death scenes. They were grisly.
Very, very good. Very, very good.
Very, very good.
Yeah, so go on. Are you scoring this one?
I am not. Yeah, see.
Do you want me to go first?
Go on.
I'm going to go. It's not right down the middle because it's thinking it's better than that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for a 6.2.
Ah, well, I've actually got 6 in my head, so I'm going to stick with that and go
six
for a 6.
6 is good. 6 is good.
Yeah, it's better than halfway, definitely. And it's better than Psycho Gourmet. So, yeah. Sorry. I had to get that in there.
Every week. Okay, news time.
News.
Right. I have wrote down 4 pieces of news.
4?
Yeah.
Only
little tiny bits, but I think all quite relevant.
Oh, I bet you've got one of mine.
Go on, then I'll let you go first.
Just in case. Okay, that's fine. What do you think of the actor Ben Stiller?
I like Ben Stiller.
Do you like Ben Stiller? Well, then you might like this news. So there is going to be a new stage adaptation of Stephen King's The Shining in London's West End. And the part of Jack Torrance is going to be played by Ben Stiller.
Genius move.
Don't know how I feel about it, if I'm honest.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's kind of unhinged in a lot of films, isn't he?
Well, this is it. He's kind of like, he's very good at shouting and losing control of his mind and stuff, which is very... Jack Torrance, isn't it? And he's losing his marbles. So, yeah, I'm kind of tempted to go see it, mate.
Absolutely. So I think of the character of Jack Torrance as a normal guy. He's a family man, isn't he?
Family man, loves his wife, loves his child, takes him with him to work.
Which you associate with the actor Ben Stiller, don't you?
I... I'm very to and fro. I'm to and fro. I don't know how I feel.
See, the reason why Stephen King hated Stanley Kubrick's The Shining is because Jack Nicholson already is a bit of a nutter, isn't he? Even from the beginning.
No.
Quite a lot. I mean, I don't agree with him because obviously Jack Nicholson, he made that role.
Absolutely. Phenomenal.
But yeah, I can see the positives about that.
Yeah. So anyway, it opens January 2023 in London's West End. Yeah, I'm tempted to go and see it.
What are your thoughts on a horror film being adapted into a stage
yeah,
production?
I'm all for it.
Have you seen any before?
Nope.
So a couple of years ago, when it was happier times, long before COVID,
yeah,
about 3 years ago, I watched a stage adaptation of The Exorcist.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it was bloody good.
Was it?
Yeah, I watched that in Manchester. Really good special effects.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
Yeah, turning all the way around. Yeah, really, really good.
Oh, see, I've watched a lot of stage stuff. What have I watched? Witches of Eastwick. That was quite good. But nothing horror, really.
It does work. I always remember watching it because there was about 5 people in the audience.
Yeah.
So I moved right to the front. It was great.
Oh, here's a question for you. So if you could pick off the top of your head now a horror film that you want to see on stage, what would it be?
Ooh. Do you know what would be good?
Go on.
Lost Boys.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because think of all the music.
Yeah. That'd be great.
I think that'd work quite well. How about you?
For that. I don't know why. I feel like the Saw franchise would be bloody good fun. Just blood everywhere and chainsaws and...
Saw the musical.
Yeah, Saw the musical. I'm all for it. Dancing Billy the Puppets and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that.
If someone doesn't write it, we will.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Right, okay. I've got 4 little pieces of news here.
Go.
Jennifer Tilly has confirmed will return as Tiffany.
Really?
Season 2 of Chucky.
I love her.
Good news. Now, have you seen loads of pictures going around of the actor Nicolas Cage playing Dracula?
Yes, I have, in the red velvet jacket.
What do you reckon?
I think he's fucking stupid, mate.
Yeah, he'll be good.
I love Nicolas Cage. Willy's Wonderland. I fuck it. People hate it. I love it. I don't care. It is my guilty little pleasure, that film. I think he's fantastic. I don't know. The thing is, I suppose once you've got the lighting and everything in place, he'll look better but those kind of photos look a bit weird.
I love him because he's just, I don't know. He's a one-off, isn't he?
Nicolas Cage, he's amazing.
There's a trailer out now. I don't know if you've seen it. I know it's not horror, so you might not have done.
No.
Where it's about a guy on an island and he's rich. I think he's a multi-millionaire.
Yeah.
And his dream is to meet Nicolas Cage. So he's playing himself, Nicolas Cage. I mean, talk about self-indulgent. I mean, that's
I was just
going
to say.
But he goes over to meet him and they become really. He's got a house full of Nicolas Cage merch. And he turns out he's a killer.
Oh, wow, okay.
So, yeah. It looks great.
Oh, please, can we watch that?
Really good. Also, news, Evil Dead Rise has been officially been handed an R-rated certificate, as it should be.
Absolutely.
You I'd think
want
of Evil Dead
less.
As... Exactly. Blood and gore is the Evil Dead, isn't it?
Yeah.
And do you remember a couple of weeks ago we watched a film about The Tall Man?
Yes.
Lovely Phantasm.
Yeah.
They are looking to turn it into a game.
Oh, as in computer game
as
or board game?
As in a game, a PlayStation, Xbox game.
So not Monopoly, Fantasy Edition.
Yeah. How's that going to work? We'll leave it to the professionals, though.
Yeah, let's leave that to the professionals.
Right. A to Z time.
Oh, yay. I love this. It's my fave. Get up, get down, come dance for down now. We're moving our body to the ABCs. Dance nearby, dance far away, now clap your hands. To the letter of the day, clap, clap. What's the letter, clap, clap? What's the letter, clap, 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 clap? What's the letter? 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 The letter of the day is... It's the letter of the day. It's the letter of the day. It's the letter. It's the letter of the day.
Right. Last time we did a podcast, it was G. Have you seen the results?
I have not. No, I'm really, really strict with myself. I won't look. I love the excitement.
So last place was the Grady twins, 4%. Rightly so. Then it was your choice, our film from last week.
Yeah.
Lovely Ghostwatch, 7%.
Okay.
Right. Listen to this. Gremlins got 44%.
Ooh.
And your choice, which was the killer from Scream.
Yeah.
45%.
I was trying to do the maths desperately there in my head.
Yeah, a percent in it, a vote in it. So the winner.
How close.
Yeah. Are you agreeing?
Yeah, I'm happy with either. I'm a massive, massive Gremlins fan anyway, but I do think Ghostface as a character is phenomenal.
So, I suppose in a horror podcast as well, you want that above Gremlins, don't you?
I suppose so, yeah. I'm okay with it. Okay. I will have to pick one of the Gremlins at some point, like one of the little Gizmo. Oh, we've had G. Oh, God.
Oh, God, you didn't do Gizmo?
What the frick? Fuck. I'll think of one, don't worry.
Okay. Right, it's time for H.
H.
I can't remember who went first last time, but I'll let you go first.
Oh, go on then. So I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 H's in front of me.
Wow, that's impressive. Twice as much as me.
There's two big films sat here looking at me.
Yeah.
I'm going to obviously pick one, but I think you're going to pick the other one anyway. And it has to be done. It's Halloween.
Of course. Yeah, it's the first one I've wrote down.
Yeah, it has to be done.
It's got to be in there, hasn't it?
It's got to be.
I think in terms of horror, Halloween is quite high up.
Oh, massively.
I believe I've gone for the other one.
Oh, I bet you have.
It's Hellraiser.
Of course. Yes, you have. Yeah, they were the two big ones for me.
I mean, Halloween still, it's going to win, isn't it, surely?
I mean, but Hellraiser is phenomenal as well. And it's obviously it's having a new release this year, isn't it?
It sure is. Can't wait.
So there's a lot of fans out there for both. I think it'll be close.
Yes. Okay.
But hey, we've still got two more to pick, so who knows?
What's your second choice?
So my second choice, I'm going to go for a character.
Yeah.
And it is actually one of my favourite characters. And it's nice because I can watch these films because my other half actually will watch them with me. And it's the incredible Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, that's the one I've got wrote down.
Great, great character again. I mean, he eats people. It's great.
He does. He's got a strange little hobby, hasn't he?
Yeah. You know, there's bad veganism and stuff. So.
Yeah. It'll...
Why not?
Right, I've gone for one that I don't think you've gone for.
Oh,
I've gone for the character Herbert West from Reanimator.
I nearly did put him on my list, but I left him off because I hadn't watched it.
And we will at some point.
Yes, we will.
Yeah, he's a great character.
Yeah.
I think you're going to love him. I think you're going to buy loads and loads of crap.
Oh, I will. You know what I'm like for my crap. I love it.
Okay. So, and your last choice?
Oh, no, that's it.
No, yes.
Halloween, sorry. Hannibal Lecter. That's right, it's fine. Yeah. But I can tell you what didn't get on the make it down into the final four, if you like.
Yeah, go on, go for it.
So I've got Hostel.
Yes.
House on Haunted Hill, which is a lot of H's in that one.
Yeah.
The Howling, House of Wax, and Hereditary, also on my list. But they didn't quite cut it.
I think we've chose the right four. I think it's the first thing we chose the right for.
I'm loving this and I'm quite excited about the results. I won't peek, I promise.
Are you looking forward to in about time when we're doing X?
Oh, don't. I really haven't got a clue.
No. Well, there's a brand new film out this week, isn't there, called X? Have you heard about this one?
Oh, I'm having that. I'm using it. Bagsy, it's mine.
Yeah, apparently but it's really good.
I haven't actually heard of that.
Okay. Brilliant.
Lovely. Right.
Should we move on to our classic?
Let's do it.
What happened that night at the Abaddon Hotel? What is that? It's everything. Sarah, have you watched Ghost?
No.
So you have no idea what's on them.
How beautiful is this?
Hell House.
Right, so this is the first classic we've done that has been... It's only a couple of years old, isn't it? 2015.
Yeah.
Am I right in calling it a classic, or are you disagreeing?
It's a hard one, but hey, why not?
Yeah, I think it's up there.
We can do what we want.
So, it follows a group of Halloween haunted house creators.
Yeah.
As they prepare to open... their attraction, Hell House.
I know, yeah.
So the film leads up to what exactly happened in the house and what happens after.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
So.
Got some scary shit in there, hasn't it?
Oh, mate, honestly. So I'd never seen this film before. I'd kind of heard of it, but I didn't pay it much heed. So my other half has gone away for a couple of days. So I've got the house to myself.
Yeah.
I got home from work last night at about 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
I thought, you know what? I'm going to turn the lights off. I even lit myself a little Yankee candle and put it on the table in the middle of the room.
Yeah.
And thought, here we go. Well, that was fucking stupid of me. I shit myself.
Yeah.
I nearly turned it off, went to bed to watch the next morning, but I managed to power through. I was so brave.
I must admit, it is. It's a genuinely scary one, isn't it?
It freaks me out. Right, so, I'm, you know, for the people that don't know, there's these clowns in it.
Yeah.
Sat at the bottom of the stairs in the little cellar. And the bit that really, really got me is when the guy walks round and it stood at the top of the stairs. He pans away, pans back, and it's looking at him. And then it disappears. You there?
I am, sorry.
Okay, sorry. No, it's fine. So, yeah, so that bloody clown. Absolutely. Right, so I know when a film is really, really scary and it scares me, I do one thing. I will turn the volume down. I don't know why. It just makes me feel better.
It makes it all go away.
It makes it all go away. So I did. It's been a long time since I've turned the volume down on a film. But wow. I sat there and turned it down last night because it literally gave me the heebie-jeebies. I don't know if it's because I was in the house on my own and I had the lights off, which didn't help. But no, truly, so, scary film.
We kind of talked about this last week. I think a horror film is more scary if it looks real.
Yeah.
And this does look real, doesn't it?
It's the Blair Witch effect.
Well, yeah, it is. Are you a fan of these kind of films?
I kind of am, you know. I think they're really good. Really, really good. That kind of... Oh, sorry. So, yeah. Found footage. That's what you call it, isn't it?
So, I think we watched one a couple of months ago called Host. Do you remember the one? During the pandemic.
And I sung its praises and I stick by it.
That was scary.
It was a really good film and it had that same effect. It was quite scary.
You know, I've told you my thoughts on the Blair Witch Project. I still think it's the last great horror film.
Completely agree. Scary. Probably the first Paranormal Activity the first time I watched it.
All of them to me.
Scary.
Yeah, I love all of them.
And have you seen a film called Wreck?
Yes.
Scary.
Also good, yeah.
Yeah, it works. Yeah,
definitely.
So I was having a little bit, I was really kind of like intrigued by these found footage films. Have you seen a 1980 horror called Cannibal Holocaust?
I haven't, but I've heard a lot about it. I think my friend tried to blend it to me in high school.
No, see, there's a reason I won't watch it. But it's claimed to be the first example of found footage film.
Right.
But I will not watch it. But the reason I won't watch it is because apparently they kill animals in it and they actually killed them for real.
Yeah.
Just I think for the film, and I'm not having that.
Oh, no.
No.
We won't be watching that.
So we won't watch that.
No. Yeah, I think that one was... Was it Blacklist? It was banned for a long time.
It was banned for a very long time, yeah.
Yeah, so I've wrote down a couple here. Like, Host, as we said. Hell House is certainly up there. Blair Witch. Have you seen one called As Above, So Below?
Yeah, I forgot about that one. That's
very
great.
Good. So that
very
one
good.
Was set in France, wasn't it? In the tombs.
That's it. I've seen that. It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm a fan of these, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Have you seen Cloverfield?
I love Cloverfield. I've got it lit in front of me. It's great.
Yeah, so there's something about... I mean, we've listed about 10 there. There's probably 100 ones that are trash, isn't there?
Oh, I'm sure there are some really bad ones, but the ones that are good are really, really good at what they're designed to do to scare you.
Yeah, yeah. So it was a stage about 10 years ago, wasn't there, where every horror film was found footage.
Yeah, I think there was a bit of a... I think Blair Witch kind of started a fad.
Yeah. Definitely. But yeah, I think... As for Hell House...
Oh, mate...
I've got a criticism of it, though. I don't know if you have.
It's, go on.
There's a lot that you can't see. Now, I understand it's found footage and it's on a camera.
I agree with you.
But you can with Blair Witch. You kind of can see what's happening and what's going on.
Exactly.
These cameras are all over the place, aren't they?
Oh, God, yeah, especially towards the end.
I mean, there's an argument to say that it's real, isn't it? Because you won't keep still if you're being chased.
No.
You are going to run and be affected. But, yeah... I didn't know what was going on for most of it.
No. So I completely agree with you, actually. I was going to bring it up myself. So the first half of the film, there's a big build-up about what happened in the cellar.
Yeah.
What happened. So all the way through, I'm like, oh, my God, oh, my God. But then when it actually filmed down there later on, you actually didn't see that much.
No.
So you kind of had to... I was, like, squinting at the screen going, is that a person? Is that... I don't really know what's going on here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was a little bit disappointed in that aspect of it.
Love the ending. I feel with horror films, endings are sometimes what kind of let it down because they don't know how to end it. But this ends with Sarah, who turns out to be the only survivor, as she hands over the footage to the interviewers and the police.
Yeah.
Turns out she was dead as well.
Yeah, man.
She led them to, she was in her hotel room, wasn't she? And she said, I'm in room 2C.
Yeah, I clicked straight away what she meant, but I think the reporter was a bit of a bit.
There wasn't a 2C there. It was in Hell House.
There was not. Yeah.
That was good. That was good. That was scary. Genuinely scary. I thought it was a bit like the Blair Witch.
As soon as it started, I got that Blair Witch vibe from it, and I did find myself starting to compare it to the Blair Witch, and I thought, do you know what? I thought to myself, what if this was that kind of Blair Witch effect where... it was released and people thought it was real. But obviously, we've had so many of these films now, it doesn't work anymore.
No. But yeah, I know what you mean. That would have been good.
Oh, it would have been traumatic.
There are two sequels. I remember really liking the second one.
Haven't seen it yet, but oh God, I want to now.
The third one, yeah. Avoid that one.
Okay.
I'll review it, obviously. But before we do that, have you ever took part in any of these little attractions and... walk arounds and
I did one in Blackpool.
Yes.
Literally years ago.
Also done that one.
Where I think one of my friends was having an argument with Reagan, who was throwing up pea soup on the bed.
Yeah.
But that's all I've really done. I haven't done a whole lot, to be honest.
I remember the Blackpool one quite, yeah.
It was good.
I think each room was a different horror film, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
So you had the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, you had...
Yeah.
And there's something kind of unsettling of walking around in the dark, knowing that someone's going to jump out on you, even though you know it's not real.
I've done, like, zombie runs before.
Oh, right, okay.
So there was one where and we had to go into these rooms, and they actually put me in this room on my own. It was completely black, apart from some silooms dotted around the outside of the room so you could see where you were going. But you could hear the actors breathing close to you and making groaning noises, even though rationally you know they're not going to touch you or hurt you, it's still terrifying.
You kind of turn off, don't you? You just think it's real. You think, oh Christ,
it literally drags you straight into that scenario and you're like, oh my God, I'm gonna die.
I did one on a farm once. I forget what it was called.
A farm, wow, cool.
But that was good, yeah. There was loads of different rooms.
Yeah.
Really, really good. Really good.
I think I need to do some Googling. I want to see. And if there's any companies out there, I'll go test them for you for free,
well,
obviously.
Yeah, definitely. We'll do that. If you are going to the thing in October, for the love of horror, there are some there.
Can't wait. I cannot wait.
I didn't go
I will be there.
Because I thought I'm on my own.
If you see some crazy woman crying and screaming, it's probably me.
Yeah. I thought I'm on my own. I'm going into this day. They're just going to pick on me, aren't they?
Yeah.
Where, say if it went with you, I could hide behind you. It'd be fine.
So manly of you.
Yeah, oh, definitely, definitely.
So brave. So,
Hell House LLC, how are we scoring it?
I mean, to be fair, I am going to put it quite high because it delivered what a horror should set out to do.
Yeah.
It made me poo my panties. Not literally, just to clarify. I mean, for me to turn the volume down on it speaks volumes to me.
Yes.
Is it as good as Blair Witch? No. But it is a great film. So I'm going to give it a big fat 8 because I really, really did enjoy it.
I'll stick to 8. I'll agree with you there.
Yeah, let's do it.
Score.
No, I think we're very, very on par today, aren't we?
We have praised a newish film.
Jesus Christ, what's wrong with me?
We deserve a pat on the back for that one. It's not a film in the 80s and we've scored it above 8. Incredible.
Absolutely.
Rice, it is your turn for next week.
It is my turn for next week. Do you want my new or old?
New.
New. So we're going to go over to Shudder this week. And it's a new film. I've seen it quite a lot on Facebook.
And I'll just stop you there. Is it German? God, no. Is it Italian?
I don't think so. No, it's not. No, it's not. Is it? And I promise you, it was released this year. It's brand spanking new, just to clarify that one as well. Yeah. But yeah, I've seen a lot about it. It's a little bit of a different kind of horror. I wanted to go on a different tangent.
Okay.
It's basically called The Seed.
Right.
So I'll give you a little rundown about what it's about. So it's about three young influencers. I hate influencers anyway.
Yeah,
so
already.
Already.
They're going to be cocks.
Yeah, so three young influencers head to California to party and film a meteor shower for their social media channels. Their weekend turns into a psychedelic tale of horror, death and alien invasion.
Oh.
I don't think we've done an alien invasion film yet, have we?
No, but I'm intrigued.
So am I. I thought it looked really good. Yeah, it's had a lot of good... It's got a high rating. Lots of good things been said about it on... reviews on Shudder, so yeah,
lovely. Look forward to that
one. And an old. Right. I've got two films written in front of me.
Okay.
I'm gonna let you decide.
Oh yes, I love this.
Okay, so I'll give you a little rundown on both. First one coming onto Netflix next week. 1989 classic film. The other one is a horror, but there's a lot more to it. Some people might not say it's a horror.
Okay.
But there's a reason it might be a little bit more closer to your heart, 1986. That's all I can tell you about those two.
So I have to pick the 89 or the 86 one?
Yeah, go on.
Oh.
I know there's not a lot in it. So you can either watch it on Netflix next week or something that will mean a bit more to you for reasons I'll go into 1986.
It's got to be that one then, hasn't it? If you're saying that.
It's the one that's probably not 100% horror, though.
Am I allowed to change my mind once you tell me the films?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, go on then.
So, the reason is because I have started making Audrey 2 for you. Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah.
1986.
It's decided. You're watching that. We're watching that.
That's what I meant by it's probably not full horror, because let's face it, it's musical comedy, all
it's
sorts.
It's a killer plant.
It's a fucking killer plant. It's got the word horror in the title.
Yeah.
And horror. I fucking love it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you up for that?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I kind of wanted you to get you into an Audrey 2 mood. So, when she arrives, you're going to be really excited.
Would you tell me the other film?
Yeah, go on then. So, then the other film is 1989. It's on Netflix next week and it's Pet Sematary.
Oh.
Mm.
It's a good film. But no, I'm happy with my choice.
You're happy with your choice? You're sticking, you're not changing.
Definitely.
Right, we'll do that then. Seed and Little Shop of Horrors.
There's kind of a theme there, isn't there?
Yeah, there is, isn't there? The Seed, Audrey 2.
Yeah. Done. Brilliant. I look forward to that. I might even go and watch one now.
Absolutely, do it.
And it won't be The Seed.
I want to hear you singing from my house to all
Here
the classics.
Go. You're on.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks very much. And we'll
Thank
see you all
too.
Next week.
See you on next week, guys.
Bye.